Today's daf is Menachas Daf Kuf Beis, and we are 23 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis Meisave. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shleima Ben Chayolea. So we're in the middle of a sugya. As a matter of fact, we're in the middle of a kasha. We're kamat in the middle of a sentence, which means that we need to bring ourselves up to speed with a little bit of an introduction. So the primary topic of yesterday's daf was a major machloikis amayron, whether one can be poida hektish, that's kedushas damim, even when it's tahirin. From the Mishnah, it's a little bit mashma that the only time one can be poida kedushas damim is if it's nitmu. What the Mishnah is saying is menachas and nesachin until they're kadosh bekli, meaning until they become kadosh bekedushas aguf, they're still only kedushas damim. The halach is yesh lahem pidyon, but the Mishnah said pretty clearly that this is true only if it's nitmu. Stating that, Amar Shmuel said vafilu hein tahirin niftan, that really you could be paid the kedushas damim even if it's tahir. If that's the case, why did the Mishnah say nitmu? I got the sefer. We mentioned nitmu, but really la'olam, as it relates to the cloud that one can be paid the kedushas damim, the halach is you can be paid it in all situations afilu hein tahir. Stating that, what emerged from Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph and Masechtes Menachas is that Shmuel's memra is b'machloikes shnuya. Rafuna Bar Menayach fired away on Shmuel. Rav Papa said that at Shmuel known of a certain b'raisa, he would have been chayzer. Rav Kahana was mefurish chaylik with Shmuel. Rav Oishia, there was a shayla. In one version, he too was chaylik in Shmuel. In another version, he actually supported Shmuel. And Rav Elazar too was chaylik with Shmuel, albeit with the one caveat that when it comes to the Minchas Chayte, then I agree, the halach is you'd be able to be paid at the Kedushas Dom and Afilu Hein Tahir. But the bottom line is, what emerged was a major machloikis amiram, whether one can be paid the Kedushas Dom and Afilu Hein Tahir, or like the Stimus Lashon HaMishnah, HaMenachis VaNesachin, only Shenitmahu is the halacha that actually Kitcho Bekli Yesh Lehem Pinyan. What we need for today's daf, believe it or not, is only the fact that there's a shaila whether or not one can be poida kedushas damin kishahin tahirin. Additionally, that it was a shaila what shitas Rabbi Yishia is. Whether Rabbi Yishia holds like Shmuel vafilu hein tahirin niftin, or whether Rabbi Yishia holds like Rav Kahana udi'ime, that no, the only time you can be poida is shenitmu in the event that it's going to be tame. Why does this matter? It's because the Gemara has another memra that Rav Oshia said, unrelated to what we're discussing, a memra that's a little problematic, as we're going to see. And in the event that we assume that Rav Oshia holds the Loi Kishmul, and he holds that the only time you could be paid the Kedushas Damim is if it's Nitmu, there would be a way out of this situation. If, however, you're going to take the position that Rav Oshia holds, like Shmuel, that Afilu Hein Tahir Niftin, then we will have stubbed our toe without any Eitzah to have a Refuah. So this shaila of what Shitas Rav Oshia is as it relates to the halach of whether or not you can pay the Kedushas Dam and Afilu Tahirinain will play itself out in terms of trying to make sense of another memra that Rav Oshia said. Now, in the very, very end of yesterday's daf, we set up what that memra was, and we pause right before the Meisaveh, before the Kasha, which the Gemara will be Miyasha, but ultimately is going to get involved in this Shiloh, what Shitas Rav Oshia is regarding the topic of yesterday's daf. So now we have to chazer over the second part of what it is we need as an introduction, and that is, what was this other memra of Rav Oshia? So it was two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Alf. Om Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia said, Shamati, I heard, Pigel b'mincha l'Rav Shimon in metamet tumas oichlan, that in the event that a kohen had a machsheves pigel while he was bringing a carbon mincha, loit Rav Shimon, this mincha right now will not be subject to tumas oichlan. So we know that oichlan can become tame. Rav Shimon has a shita, as we'll see throughout Chazal, that any oichel that is aser bahana is not considered an oichel in the context of tumas oichlin, meaning it can't become tummy. Rabbi Yochanan said that the makar to shitas Rabbi Shimon is that the pasuk that talks about oichlin being able to become tummy says mikola oichel asher yiyachel asher yavay olav mayim yitma. Mikola oichel asher yiyachel is very wordy. It's coming to teach me that the only time something's considered oichel with regards to yitma is in the event that it's oichel sha'ata yochel achiloy la'acherim. However, oichel sha'ata yochel achiloy la'acherim in a kari oichel, and the halacha is in such a situation it would not be sha'ata. And it's for that reason, Reb Shimon held that in many situations where you have an oichel in front of you, and it was huchshel lekabel tumah, and now a sheretz landed on it, for sure it should be tummy. It's not going to be tummy. For example, arla, kilei akerem, shor haniskol, egla arufa, tzipayri mitzayra, petach amar. These are all examples of isuri ano, and in all of these cases, even when you have the oichel in front of you, you have a shtik flesh, like Reb Shimon, being that it's asa b'ano, it will not be sub. Subject to Tumas Eichel. Said Rabbi Yishi, I heard that based on this, what would emerge is that if a Kohen had a Machsheves Pigel by a Mincha, it would not be Tamei Tumas Eichel. Why? Because what's the halacha with a carbon that is Pigel? You have to burn it. If you have to burn it, it's Eichel She'iyat Yochel Achiloy La'Cherim. Can't give it to somebody, you have to burn it. If that's the case, it's not considered oichel l'Rab Shimon in the context of Tuma, thus, pigel b'mincha l'Rab Shimon in a metama Tuma Seichlin. By the way, pigel b'mincha l'Rab Shimon in a metama Tuma Seichlin, what if it's a regular carbon? Then it's going to be different? And the short answer is, of course not. If the yesoid of what Rab Oishia heard, that pigel b'mincha l'Rab Shimon in a metama Tuma Seichlin is because pigel is Nidam b'sreifa, all pigel is nidam b'sreifa. So why did he say, I heard regarding a mincha? That's one of the many things that Be'ezus Hashem will hopefully become a little bit more clear in the course of today's daf. There's a bazundere chiddush as it relates to the mincha, but of course it goes without say that it would be true for all examples of pigel. Even pigel b'mincha l'Rab Shimon einu metama tumas leichlin. But the bottom line is, this is what Rabbi Yishiyah heard. One other piece that we need to just remind ourselves before we start the Gemara, and that is that in as much as Rabbi Shimon holds that anything that's Asr Bahana is not subject to Tumas Eichlin, there is one exception to the rule, and that is Basar V'Chalav. Basar V'Chalav, Rabbi Shimon said, would be subject to Tumas Eichlin, and the reason is Hoyl V'Hoysel Eishas HaKosher. Because Basar V'Chalav were not born in a state where they're Asr Bahana. They weren't born in a state where they weren't Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah. Once something is Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah, even if later it becomes Asr Bahana, so now it's no longer Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah, but the fact that it was in a situation where it was Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah, that would be enough for it to now be subject to be Mekabel Tumah. Why is Basar V'Chalav something that had a Shasa Kosher? Because Basar V'Chalav becomes Asr when you ma'ariv the Basar and the Chalav. Derech Bishol Asr Teira. But the Basar L'Chud and the Chalav L'Chud were regular Eichlin that are Shaykh to become Tameh, like all Eichlin are Shaykh to become Tameh. So Reb Shimon, and this is very important today's daf, it's the most important piece that we need from the whole introduction to understanding today's daf, holds that as much as it's true that something that's Asr Bahana is not subject to be able to become Tameh, if however it had a Shasa Kosher, there was 1 minute where this Eichel was able to become Tameh, even if later events happen and things change, at that point it's not going to matter. In fact, the Gemara said that even though Reb Shimon said that Basar V'Chalav is Shayach to Tumas Eichlin because of the fact that it had a Shasa Kosher, it was really only the Rav Chedamilsa, because Reb Shimon's Shita happens to be the Basar V'Chalav is even Mutar Bahana. But that principle that Reb Shimon spoke out, the Rav Chedamilsa, that's a very, very important principle. And as we'll see, even though could be it's not something that was Negeya Basar V'Chalav proper, as we saw at the very end of yesterday's daf for those holding Cheshbon, but it's something that will be very important in the world of Reb Shimon in today's daf. The bottom line is two introductions. The first introduction was with regards to Kedushas Damim, whether it's Yesh Lahem Pidyon, only Shenitmu, like the Stimus Lashon HaMishnah, or Afilu Tahirin Hein, like Shmuel's Memer right in the beginning of the Perek. The second one was Amar Rab Oishia, Shamati Pigel B'Mincha L'Rab Shimon Einu Metama Tumas Eichlin, because the only time something is subject to Tumas Eichlin is if it's Eichel Sh'ata Yochel La'Achilu La'Cherem, pigul is nidin b'sreifa, with the exception of it was hoysel leishas hakosher. In the beginning of today's daf, these two worlds, these two, at first glance, disparate sugyas are going to collide. Zok de Gemara, mesave, I'll ask you a kasha. Now this mesave, this kasha, again, because the introduction was windy, so we have to focus. This kasha is a kasha on the Omer Rab Oishia Shamati Pigo B'Minchal Rab Shimon Einem Etama Tumas Eichlan. So it's a smack on kasha to that Rab Oishia said. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Rab Oishia heard that Pigel B'Minchal Rab Shimon Einem Etama Tumas Eichlan. I'll ask you a kasha from a Toisefta in Mesechtes Uktzin. Rab Shimon, I mean Rab Shimon said, Yesh Noiser Shehu Metama Tumas Eichlan. There is Noiser that is metame tumas oichlan. V'yesh noisa she'ena metame tumas oichlan. So this is Reb Shimon, who has his big shita in the world of tumas oichlan, that if it was aser bahana, it will not be tami tumas oichlan. So how does it relate to noiser? So Reb Shimon said it depends. There's a noiser that's tami tumas oichlan, and there's a noiser that's not tami tumas oichlan. Okay, so what does this depend on? One lifnei zrika, in the event that the basar was lon before the zrika, meaning there was never a zrika done, and the basar was lon, ein metame tumas oichlan. Then the halacha is, the basar will not be tami tumas oichlan. La'ach hazrika, if however a zrika was done, and then afterwards the basar was lon, metame tumas oichlan, it's going to be tami tumas oichlan. What's the difference? If there was a zrika, so that means the basar had a shas ha-kosher. If the basar had a shas ha-kosher, Rav Shimon Shita is by basar v'chalav, right? Even though he didn't need it by basar v'chalav, but we mentioned, we'll see where he needs it. So Rav Shimon Shita is in that situation, even though right now it's also bahana, noiser is also bahana, it's nidim esreifa, like pickles nidim esreifa, but afilu hachi, it had a shas hakosher. Once it had a shas hakosher, it's mentame tumas leichlin. If, however, it was lon lifnei zrika, so the zrika was never matred. If it was never matred, it never had a shas hakosher. And by the way, think of this basar, mitchilas briyasai, right? The basar, when it came into this world, it was part of an animal. That animal was a balchai, it was definitely not something that was subject to Tumah, because an animal, balchai, in contrast to a human balchai, is not subject to Tumah. Then you went ahead and you shechted it. Had it been chulin, that's next week's sugyas, that would have been fine. But it wasn't chulin, it was kachim, and as a result it needed a zrika. And you never did a zrika, and now it became noiser. So now even if you did a zrika, it's not going to help you. So the bottom line is, it never had a shas hakosher, because it never had a shas hakosher, it's going to be a problem. If, however, you did a zrika, the zrika at that moment, when you did the zrika, before it became noiser, there was a shas hakosher. At that point, it was regular oichel, you were able to eat it. Kachim, not only could kachim become tummy, it could even be a revi latoma, right? It's actually more vulnerable. There's a concept of chibas hakodesh. It's more subject to tumah than regular chulin is. So at that point, avada, it had a shas hakodesh. Even though right now it's nicer, now it's asaba. No, but that cheetahs Reb Shimon, that in as much as it's true that isuri ana is not considered oichlin in your tumah, but if it had a shas hakodesh, see basa v'cholav, then it's going to be different. Reb Shimon continued in this toisefta mesachta soktzin. He said, upigal, as it relates to pigal, b'mikachim, kadashim, b'mikachim, kalim. It doesn't matter if we're dealing with kachim, kachim, kalim. It will never be tamei tumas oichlan. What's the reason? It's very pashit, because in the event that one had a machsheves pigel, so v'shteitzach, there was never a zrika. So if there was never a zrika, so comes out and never had a shas hakosher, it's asur bahana. Pigel is something that you need to burn, and as a result, oh, there was no shas hakosher, so it doesn't matter if it was kachim kadoshim, if it was kachim kalim. In all situations, it's like the lon lifnei zrika. It's regularly Suri Anot, that Shita's Reb Shimon, it's not subject to Tumas Oichlan. Pigel b'mincha, this is what we need. What would be if it was a machsheves pigel regarding a mincha, mitame Tumas Oichlan? In that situation, it's going to be tame Tumas Oichlan. What's the mesave? It's flat out not like what Rabbi Yeshia said. Rabbi Yeshia said, Shamati pigel b'mincha l'Reb Shimon, ein mitame Tumas Oichlan. Reb Shimon himself said, Bok Tzener, in this braisa. He spoke about Lina, he spoke about pigel b'kachim kadoshim, kachim kalim, and by mincha. And by mincha, he said, pigel b'mincha, mitame Tumas Oichlan. It's going to be tame Tumas Oichlan. It's mefurish, not like Rabbi Yeshia. Now, at first glance, we will mefurish the first parts of the braisa. So let's be mefurish this part of the braisa too, before we see the Gemara's teretz. And that is, how could it be pigel b'mincha metame tumas eichlin? If pigel b'im b'kotcher gedoshim b'im b'kotcher mkalim in metame tumas eichlin, because they never had a shas hakosher, so why would a mincha be different? The teretz is, it's all in the metzias. The mincha had a shas hakosher. Why did mincha have a shas hakosher? Because when the mincha came into the world, it came in as a stalk of wheat. It didn't come in as a shtick of the flesh of the animal. It came in as a stalk of wheat. Flesh of an animal is something that's not Shayach to Tumma. Being that it's not Shayach to Tumma, it didn't have a Shasa Kosher until you shecht it. In the case of Kachim, you do a Zrika. In the case of we didn't do a Zrika, there's no Shasa Kosher. However, as it relates to a Mincha, you're dealing with carbs. So being that you're dealing with carbs, so when you had the wheat at that point, it was Shayach to Tumma. Now, just to be clear, when the Mincha came into the world as a stalk of wheat, it actually didn't have a Shasa Kosher yet. Why not? Because Mechubal Karka can't become Tumma. But as soon as you did the Avodas HaKarka, you went ahead and Betzias HaPas, right? The Melech HaShabbos, and you were now all of a sudden you have wheat. Now there's a Shasa Kosher, but because of the Shasa Kosher, that's why you would say, Faker, Chitas Reb Shimon is that even though right now it's also about now, right now you have to burn the pickle, but Shasa Kosher Shani. But the bottom line is, you have a stira in, or a kasha on Rabbi Yishi said, Shamati, the Reb Shimon pickle, but Minchain Matama Tumas Oichlin. Ostensibly, why? Because of the grace of Chitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon himself said not that way. And Luchura, the Svar in Reb Shimon is because it had a Shasa Kosher. That's what's going on in this whole Teseft and Mesachtas Uktsin. That's the chil between Lon Lifnei Zrika, Lachas Zrika, the difference between Psal Noiser and Psal Pigel. And clearly, Reb Shimon understands Pigel Be'etzim should be a situation where it shouldn't be Tameh. Tumas Eichel, because it's Yisrael, I know, but he was clearly Mechalik between the Mincha and the Kachem Kalim, which is the Leiker Rabbi Shem. And for the Gemara, very posh the Teretz. Again, we were very Meirich in the Kasha, because now it's going to walk right into the Teretz. So, the Gemara Leik Kasha, Kancha Leisel Hashasa Kosher, Kancha Leisel Hashasa Kosher. Rabbi Shem knew what Reb Shimon said in that Tosefta. But that Reb Shimon in the Tosefta was talking about where there was taka shasa kosher. Rabbi Ishi was talking about where there was no shasa kosher. What's even the situation where there's no shasa kosher? Again, we spoke this all out. It's talking about where you were makdish when it was mechover. Being that you were makdish when it was mechover, at that point, it now is no longer in a situation where it can become tameh, because when something is Mechuber at that point, right? It's not the subject for it to be able to be Mekabel Tumah. So if you're Makdish and Mechuber, that's the situation where it would be Negeya that Pigel Le B'mincha, the Reb Shimon would not be Tomei Tumas Eichlin. But the Gemara asks Akasha, and this is now where the two parts of the Sugya are going to converge. Frate the Gemara. So you're telling me that mincha of pigel, where it became kaddish in a state of mechuber, it never had a shasa kosher, and because it never had a shasa kosher, so it's for that reason, and in that situation where the halacha is that it wouldn't be tamei tumas eichlin. I'm afraid the Gemara, I don't understand. For lifrakino, l'chayra, there was an Eitzah. The Eitzah was, or there's a, we should still be able to view this and deem this as having a Shasa Kosher. Why? Because this person, before he took the Mincha and he put it into the Klisharis, he could have been Poyetet. Right? Just the visual. Somebody had Chitin that was Mechubal Karka. He went ahead and he was Makdashit. Okay, so it didn't have a Shasa Kosher when it was Mechubar, to be able to become Tameh, because Mechuber can't become Tameh. Once you makdish it, it's Yisuri Ana. So at this point, right, it's Oichol She'ati Yochol Achil L'Achirim. However, before you go ahead and you put it into the Klisharis, you can go and you can be Poyedit. And if you're going to be Poyedit at that point, well, now already it's going to be Yochol Achil L'Achirim. And if it's going to be Yochol Achil L'Achirim, so at that point, it should now be considered to have a Shasa Kosher. So, Freit the Gemara Kasha, why are you telling me that in the event there was Akdashin of Mechuber, it never had a Shasa Kosher? It's true it physically never had a Shasa Kosher. This is a little bit of a leap of faith to Kasha, which is part of the challenge of understanding today's Daf Ba'imek. It's true it never had a Shas HaKosha, but it could have, would have, should have had a Shas HaKosha. There was always the option for you to go ahead and be poited. And the Gemara in the Kasha holds, the Gemara's going to fall off of this, but the Gemara in the Kasha holds that that in and of itself, that you could have been poited, should be enough for us to be able to view it as if you were poited. And if you were poited, it would be a Shas HaKosha. So let's view it as if you were poited. Consider it having a Shas HaKosher, and if that's the case, it's now something that even if later it became pigel, but the halacha should be, it should still be subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. So the Gemara says like this, Hanicha, that's good, it's not shver v'lefrikinu l'hachlich and dam rabbi shia, t'meyim niftin, t'yirmei niftin. Shloim of Shitas Rab Oishia is that you can't be poida kedushas damin kishein tahirin shaper. Then it's very good. Why Rab Oishia said what he said and why he didn't feel that one second it had a Shas HaKosher. Why did it have a Shas HaKosher? Because of a lifrikinu. Because no, you couldn't be poida. You can't be poida when it's tahirin. Elo lachlish no damatul tahirim niftin. But according to the man that holds that even when it's tahirim niftin lifrikinu, why shouldn't he be able to be poida? It's these two lines where everything came together. This is a very elaborate, long-winded introduction. Managed to get the two lines. And by the way, the two-line Zushtal, the Gemara is going to flick in less than two lines. But the bottom line is, pun intended, that what we have over here is Tainas the Gemara. We have a Shver Rabbi Yishia. We have a Rabbi Yishia that said Shamati Pigel B'Minchel Rabbi Shimon Einim Etama Tumas Eichlin. It doesn't stem with a Mefurish Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon said Pigel B'Minchel Etama Tumas Eichlin. The Teretz is Loikash. You have to say it's all based on Rabbi Shimon's big, huge carve-out in the world of his Chiddush, and that is when there's a Shas HaKosher, it's different. And you'll have to say Kan Shehoysel Lo Shas HaKosher. That's the case of the Braisa, and Kanchalei Oisalo Shas HaKosher, that's the case of Reb Oishia. What's the mitzias of Lehoisalo Shas HaKosher? The Akdashinu b'mechuber. But the Gemara says, I still have a problem. The problem is v'lifrikinu, and the fact that you could be poided should make it a Shas HaKosher. It's a chiddush, you weren't poided. If you're poided, we'll have the conversation, but if you weren't poided, then why are we having this conversation? And by the way, you for sure weren't poited because you were mafagolet. So it ended up getting to the point where it was kadosh b'kedushas haguf. It made it all the way to the point where it's pigel, right? It climbed the corporate ladder. Ad v'loy ad b'chlal. But the bottom line is says the Gemara, the fact that you could have, would have, should have, that's enough in hilchas Shas HaKosher. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, how is that Miyasha Rabbi Yishia? Rabbi Yishia, I think, is still Shver. Because I think even Rabbi Yishia's situation should be a situation of Hoysel HaShas HaKosher. Because it was Akdashinu B'mechuber, I don't think that makes any difference. Because over here, there's a Shas HaKosher, not mitzad the fact that it was Talush in a state of Chulin. There's a Shas HaKosher mitzad the fact that you could have been poided. Someone says, that's Tali. If you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yishia, you can't be poided, Kedushas Damim when it's Tahirin. So that's your way out. Then it's Gevaldik. If, however, you're going to tell me the Rav Oishi holds you could be Pai de Kedushas Domin, Afilu Hein Tayran, then Hachakosha Ledochte. In other words, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me Rav Oishi holds the like Shmuel, then it's Zayar good. But if Rav Oishi holds like Shmuel, then it's going to be Shver. That is why the Gemara brought this Kasha. We had two memories whether Rav Oishi holds like Shmuel or doesn't hold like Shmuel. L'chayra, from the other Rav Oishi, there's a Raya that he must have held not like Shmuel, because if he holds like Shmuel, then we're going to have a steer between Rav Oishia, Shamati, Pigel B'Minchel, Rav Shimon, and Metamet Ubasaych. The Rav Shimon himself said that they said, but the Gemara says, I don't hear this whole kasha. This whole kasha and this presumed teretz and making a tally in the two Rav Oishias of yesterday's daf and converging all these sugyas, making the sugya eclipse over here. This is all based on a kasha that was what? That based on the fact that you could have been poided, Lifrikinu Doses Asiba. This is a reason to view it as if you actually played it. Now, all of a sudden, it's considered that it has a Shas HaKosher. Says the Gemara, Mechatesi, Hashtami, Aloy Parak. No, if you played it, you played it. But if you weren't played it, the fact that you could have, would have, should have been played it, that doesn't deem it to be considered Shas HaKosher. The whole Kasha is not a Kasha. You don't have to be Miyashivit. As a result, you don't have to say a Teretz that's totally in what Shitas Rabbi Yishia was in yesterday's app. Male, the two have nothing to do with each other. Now, you're going to tell me, like, what was the havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara thought, lifrakinu, that's in and of itself, that's a reason to assume that it was Hoysel HaShas HaKosher. I mean, we went through a lot, of Amelus Bateira to get to this point. And it was all based on Havamina that I think we all could have just been doichit bekash, right? I don't feel like this was the greatest kash in the world. But the truth is, as we're going to see now in the next 10 lines of the Gemara, Rav Shimon very much holds of such a shita. Rav Shimon very much holds that the fact that you could have, would have done something is enough for it to be considered as if it was done in the sugya of Shasa Kosher. That's Negei Shita's Rav Shimon with regards to Tumas Eichlin. And it's really from that the Gemara knows the end of the daf, and it's because of that the Gemara asks the kash in real time. When we see these next 10 lines, and we chazed the daf Bezer Hashem, I think we'll appreciate a little bit better where that maksha was coming from. Says the Gemara, now, you're telling me that really, you Rav Shimon Shita maybe is that you could be paid the Kedushas Dam and Afila Hintayr, right? We don't want to make this Rabbeishia Toloi in yesterday's daf, right? Narvas Hashtami Alei Parak has no bearing here or there as it relates to the sugya. But the Gemara says, not so pashat. Because if you're going to tell me that lo'oilam, you could be paid the Kedushas Dam Afila Hintayr and Shamid it later, Rav Shimon, we know Rav Shimon Shita is. Again, we're giving away all the punchlines before we see it inside. Rav Shimon Shita is kala imid liftois kepadri dami. And if that's the case, you can't tell me hashtami aloi parik. No, the kasha was a good kasha. In fact, the kasha was coming from the fact that it knew the sadas zashit is Rav Shimon. Now, what's the makar? The Rav Shimon holds kala imid liftois kepadri dami. Tanya we learned to the braiso. Rav Shimon said, parik mit. Tama Tomas Oichlin, a para is mitama Tomas Oichlin, hayol vahisola shasakosha, because it had a shasakosha. Now, this para that we're talking about is the para aduma. The para aduma, you would think, is in the category of the shara niskol degla rufa di tzipari mitzayir, the patachamar, right? Definitely me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, and it's something that shouldn't be subject to Tomas Oichlin. It's Yisraya, no, it's Oichel Shi'i Ata Yochel Achil Elachir. Snaining that Rav Shimon has a Shita, that Parim Metama Tomas Oichlin, that is a Mefurish Rav Shimon. And the reason is, Hoyol V'Hoysol HaShasa Kosher. Because the Par Aduma had a Shasa Kosher. Now, where's the Shasa Kosher? But Amr Yishlokish, Yishlokish explained. He said, Oy Mahoy Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Fleg Zugin. It's not something he one time said. Margul of Apumid Rav Shimon, Paro Niftis Al Gav Marachto. It's because you could always be Poyed to the Par Aduma. And the fact that you could be Poyed the Par Aduma. And you can even be poided when it's on the Marocha. That means noch the Shechita. Again, in kana mokum laharach on this. But you could always be poided the Par Aduma. And because you could always be poided the Par Aduma, that gives it a Shasa Kosher. I mean, if I'm poided, now it won't be Yisurei Ano anymore. And as a result, it's Oichel Shati Yochel Achille Lacherim. But what do you see from here? You see the Reb Shimon holds that in the world of Shasa Kosher, in his Shita of Oichel Shati Yochel Achille Lacherim, it's true even if it's only a Shasa Kosher because I could be poided. So you see, Mefurish Reb Shimon holds that the ability to be poided is enough. So the Gemara, Stakasha, the Frakinu, and for the Gemara, Hashtam Yalei Park, we just flicked away the whole convergence and the whole eclipse of the two sugis. What do you mean? What do you mean? It was predicated on this Yediyah. This is Shitas Reb Shimon. Rish Lakish was Mefarish Reb Shimon this way. He holds Paras Metame Tomas Leichlin. And if that's the case, the same should be true with regards to Pigal B'mincha. But the Gemara says, Hachi Ash, it's not a Tzushtal. Bishleim a Parah, Bishleim a Parah, Oymedes Liftoisin. A Parah Aduma is always Oymedes Liftois. It's not just that you could be Poyedeh. It's actually ready to go. It has the whole Rentzel prepared. He's oymedes liftos. He wakes up in the morning, hinini muchan umzuma l'shem yichud, to be niftis. Why? Shemotza acheres, no heimena. Because if you ever found a more handsome paraduma, mitzvah liftosa. There's a mitzvah to be pointed. Elahani menachis. But when it comes to menachis, mitzvah liftosan, is there ever a mitzvah to be poided? There's never a mitzvah to be poided. I mean that there's never a mitzvah to be poided. So it's for that reason, over here it's going to be different. In other words, the Gemara is conceding that Reb Shimon does hold kaloimid liftais kepadui dami. And based on that, the kasha of Lifrakinu is taka good kasha. That in and of itself should be enough for it to be considered that it had a shasa kosher. And if that's the case, how could Rab Oishia say shamati pigal b'mincha Rab Shimon ein metame tumas oichlin? It doesn't stem with a mefurish Rab Shimon. And don't tell me that Rab Shimon is talking about where it had a shasa kosher and this is where it didn't have a shasa kosher. Because if Rab Oishia holds, and that was one side in yesterday's daf, that you could be paid the kedushas dam and afilu tayrin, then this also had a shasa kosher because of the fact that you could have been paid it. And don't tell me how mash the meal parik because Reb Shimon Shita is kolay midif this kapadi dami based on a mafurish shita Reb Shimon parik niftas agabi marachta, and that's why he holds parik matam tumas aichla hoyel vahislo shasa koich. Again, it's totally in 15 different things, but this is the cheshbon. But the chilik says the Gemara is that Reb Shimon holds kolay midif this kapadi dami when there's a mitzvah liftos. He doesn't hold kolay midif this kapadi dami when you only could be parided by the paraduma. It's a medes liftos shematzacheres noy menem. It's a liftos. As opposed to by the mincha, you don't have it. Now the bottom line is what's emerging from the Gemara right now is that there's no hechrich from Rabbi Oishi's memory shemati pika b'mincha Rabbi Shimon Eimet Tamatum Asoichlin whether he holds like Shmuel or the Loike Shmuel, and yes, it is that. Right, you can learn it either way. That the Gemara said there's no hechrich. However, there's a very interesting caveat in the world of Rabbi Shimon that we got thrown into that does emerge from this last discussion very, very clearly. Very clearly. And that is, Shitas Reb Shimon is, that any oichel that's aser bahana, oichel shi'ati yochel achilu la'acherim, is enim etam etumas oichlin. If, however, there was a shasa kosher, such as basa v'chalav, that's the classic example, there, the halacha is, that it would be tamei etumas oichlin. In the event that you have something that never really had a shasa kosher, however, you could have been paid it, but not only you could have been paid it, there was a mitzvah of toisai, that's enough for it to be considered a shasa kosher. And if that's the case in Reb Shimon's world, again, forget about the first half hour of today's daf. Let's just focus on this right now. In terms of this idea, Reb Shimon Shita is that even though it didn't physically have a shasa kosher, but if I could have been paid it, and there was a mitzvah noch to be paid, that would be enough for it to be considered to have a shasa kosher. Now all of a sudden it would be subject to become tam. Now, let's just think creatively outside and segue innovating. And that is, it's mistaber that if Reb Shimon holds kol ha'imid liftos kepadri dami, when there's a mitzvah to be paid, he probably wouldn't only say it with regards to pidyon, right? It's ganz mistaber that if you had something that's asa bahana, but you can do something to make it mutter bahana, not pidyon, something else. And it's not only something you could do, but it's something that there's a mitzvah to do, the way the Gemara clarified the position of Reb Shimon, that probably would also be enough to say, kol ha'omed, for whatever that is, it's as if whatever that is actually took place, ke'ilu, and as a result, it would be enough to deem it a shasa kosher. We're talking about kol ha'omed liftos kepadri dami. We're talking about a very specific thing you can do to make it be a shasa kosher. We're saying if there's a mitzvah to do it, kaloi midlift is kapadu dam. But it's mistaber that if it's true in Reb Shimon's world regarding pidyon, it would be true with regards to other things as well. I don't think anybody can argue with that. Either way, so based on that very reasonable assumption, we now segue into the next part of the daf. Freik the Gemara kash. V'halon lefneiz rika. Reb Shimon, in one of the Reb Shimons in today's daf, in fact, the Reb Shimon that we started the daf with, Meisve Reb Shimon. So he said, Yesh noisa shu metame tumas oichlin, Yesh noisa sheinu metame tumas oichlin. Sometimes noisa is, sometimes it isn't. What it depend on? Lon lifnei zrika, einu metame tumas oichlin. Why? Because if it was lon lifnei zrika, so that means the basa never had a shasa kosher. If it was lon la'acha zrika, so then it had a shasa kosher. That's Reb Shimon's rule. Then it's going to be tamei tumas oichlin. Freik the Gemara, kasha von lon lifnei zrika. In the event that the basa was lon lifnei zrika, the mitzvah le mizrike. Before you did the zrika, there was a mitzvah to go ahead and do the zrika. The ibay zarek. And for sure, if you wanted to do it, you could have done it. Viktani. And yet, what does Reb Shimon say? The in metame tumas oichlin. It's not tamei tumas oichlin. Freik the Gemara, kasha. If Reb Shimon she this kolayim liftes kapadu dami is enough to make it that it's considered a shasa kosher, why don't we say kolayim edes lizroik is kizaruk dami? And if you did this rika, it would be then a shasa kosher. If it has a shasa kosher, it should be tami. Well, because I didn't do this rika, I didn't do the pidyon. And you see, it's Reb Shimon. Now, what do you tell me? Reb Shimon always said, well, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do this rika, just like there's a mitzvah to do the pidyon. Sakti Gemara, hachem mayaskina. And you have to say, you have to make an unbelievable akimta in that Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon said, long lifnei zrika, the halach is not tami tumas oichlin. Ah, you could have done this rika. No, shalei hoise shos b'yem lemizrikei. So there was no time in the day to do this rika. How's that even possible? It's why you did the shechita mamish right before shkia, before Rabbeinu Tam. Right, by the way, one of the places Rabbeinu Tam said his shita is in the sugya of Lina Bedam. See, the sugya is in the Masechta Zvachim. But the bottom line is, Hacha v'bayaskina shalei hois nashos b'yom lemizr, okay? And therefore, it was never a medes lizrik. You were never able to do it. So you're telling me that in the event that there was shos b'yom, then it would be tamei tumas oichlin, right? So basically, you're making a huge caveat, right? There's an asterisk. You have to look in the footnote, and you have to see. One second. The only time it's true in Lulav Nei Zrika is if there was no time to go ahead and do a Zrika. But if there was time, it would be enough. To say tomorrow. But if that's the case, add the Tony Lon Lachas Zrika B'Tamet Tumas Leichlin. What did Reb Shimon say in the next breath? I'll give you a situation where, in the event that the Basel was Lon, it's going to be Tamet Tumas Leichlin. And what's the situation where it was Lon Lachas Zrika? Why did Reb Shimon have to say Lon Lachas Zrika? Lifnoig Bedida. Reb Shimon should have talked about where it was Lon Lifnei Zrika. You don't have to jump from Lon Lifnei Zrika to Lon La'achas Zrika. Reb Shimon can give me a case where there's a Shas HaKosher where it's going to be Tamei Tumas Leichlin where it's Lon Lifnei Zrika. How so? But Medvar Mamur Mishur is Sech Lehoi Se Lehoi Se Bayoim Aval Lehoi Se Lehoi Se Bayoim Metamei Tumas Leichlin. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Mizrike and Kaloi Med Lizrik Kizaruk Dama just like Kaloi Med Lizrik Kipadu Dama. He's like, Gemara, you're right. Hachi Nami Kamar. Could be that's really what Reb Shimon meant. Maybe we didn't understand Reb Shimon properly. Lon Koidim Sheyir Lizrika. Not Lon Lifnei Zrika. Lon Koidim Sheyir Lizrika. Before it was right to do Zrika. Ain't a metama to Masoichlin, but Achashir, Lizrika. Once you were able to do Zrika, there was Shoyz by Yom Lamizrike, metama to Masoichlin. At that point, there will be Tommy to Masoichlin. Zakhtim or Nacha Kasha, similar Kasha. For a pigle. What about pickle? Reb Shimon in that price also spoke about pickle. Bein Bekotchim Gadashim, Bein Bekotchim Kam. Side by Kotchim and Side Kotchim Kam. What did Reb Shimon say? He said that Allah is in a metam and tumas leichlin. Why? Because if it was pickle, that means it never had a Zrika. If it never had a Zrika, it was never Roy Lakach. Aber in the carbon that was pickle, before you did the Zrika with a machsheves pickle, so the Gemara is assuming right now the Zrika is what was done with the machsheves pickle. The Gemara is going to be chaser from that. But the Gemara now is assuming the Zrika was done with machsheves pickle. Before the Zrika was done with machsheves pickle, so right now there was a mitzvah to do a proper Zrika, not the machsheves pickle. Had you done a proper Zrika, the basel would have been mutter. So at that point, it was kaloi mit lizroi kizaruk dami, mitzvah le mizrike, which should consider it to be a Shas HaKosher. So what do you mean you never did a Zrika? I know you never did a Zrika, but you were in a matz of Kaloi Midlizer Kizaruk Dami. So again, when it comes to pigles, Snai by Kachin 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 Kalim, the mitzvah, the Mizrake Vibay Zarek, and if you wanted to do Zrika, you could have. Yet, Viktani, the Enemitamit, Tomas Eichlin. Now the Gemara says, this whole Kash is a Kasha if the pigle was Bizrika. My love, the pigle Bizrika. And I feel Hachi, even though when it came to the Zrika, you could have done a proper Zrika. So the Gemara, the pigle Bizrika. It's talking about you never even got to the point where it was a medes lizrik. You know why? Because you messed up already in the shechita. So if you messed up already in the shechita, you already missed it. But the Gemara says, "Avol pigel bezrika, my hachi nami demetamet tumas eichlin." So you're telling me that the only time Reb Shimon said pigel bein bekachim kadosh and bein bekachim kalam it's going to be an issue is in the event that the pigel was bezrika. But if the pigel was beshechita, but if the pigel was bezrika, being that before the zrika was a medes lizrik and it was mitzvah the mizrika, that would be enough. So if that's the case, Reb Shimon in the brisa, right? If you read the brisa in its poetic symmetry, so you realize Reb Shimon was saying that there's times that psul noiser is tami tumas eichlin. There's time that it's not tami tumas eichlin, right? Long lifnei zrika, long achas zrika. And there's times by pigle where it's tame and by times pigle not. Kachim galim. It's not metama. Pigle b'mincha. That was the problem with Rav Eishiya. Pigle b'mincha. Yeah. But when the brisa goes ahead and gives me the symmetrical case of where by pigle it's tami tumas eichlin, what was the case of pigle b'mincha? Favus dafman fliin to pigle b'mincha. Fein the gemara kasha. Before Reb Shimon went ahead and came up with a situation of pigel b'mincha, and he had to jump the mincha, lift like bidida. Why didn't he just stay in this topic of zvachim? Right, what have to fly to Menachos for? Stick with zvachim. You should have said medvar mamurim. When is it true that pigel bein bekachim kachim bein bekachim kalim? It's not tami tumas eichlin. That's the pigel b'shchita. Why? Because he never had a zrika, and it was never even a medes lizrika. Avo pigel b'zrika mitame tumas eichlin. So the Gemara says, I hear, it's definitely a very, very good ha'ara. Right, and by the way, here you can't kvetch out of this. Right, when the Gemara has the kasha by lon, right, why are you jumping lon lifnei zrika, lon la'acha zrika? So the Gemara said, lifnei zrika means koidem she'ira lizrika, la'acha she'ira lizrika, but over here it says mincha. Mincha can't mean zvachim, there's no way out of that. So the Gemara says, you're right, aber pigel b'mincha it's trichale. The reason he said pigel b'mincha, because there's a bezunder chiddush and pigel b'mincha. The afal gafta pigel b'kmitza. Because in the case of pigel b'mincha, what he wanted to say was that even if the machsheves pigel happened by kmitza, the koimitz b'mincha keshchita dami. Right, we know there's four avodas that were done with the mincha that parallel the four avodas that were done with zvachim. And the kmitza parallels with the Shchita. So I would have thought that just like Pigel B'Shchita, the Allah is, it's Einem Etam Etum HaSoichon, because they never had a Shas HaKosher. So I would have thought K'mitza B'Mincha is the same thing. But I feel a Hachim Etam Etum HaSoichon. Rabbi Shimon wanted, you know, it's still going to be Tam Etum HaSoichon. Hoyle Hoysel Shas HaKosher. Meikare being that it had a Shas HaKosher. So you're right. If Rabbi Shimon's only objective was to give me an example of where it's Shayach that you'll have Pigel and there'll be Tumas Oichlin, he could have stuck to the topic du jour. He could have stayed within the world of Zvachim, and he could have said, it's Nogeya, Kachem Kadashim, Kachem Kalim, where the Machshavas Pigel was Bezrika. There's no Shas HaKosher. There is a Shas HaKosher based on Kaloimid Lizrei, Kizaruk Dami, when it's a mitzvah of Mizrake. But Reb Shimon wanted to tell me that. Plus another chiddush. He also wanted to tell me that you should know that as much as k'mitza b'mincha is similar to shchita b'zvachim, but not in this sugya. Because in this sugya, it's not the shchita versus the k'mitza. It's was there a shas hakosher? Was no shas hakosher. By kachem kalim, there was no shas hakosher. However, by the mincha, there was a shas hakosher. He wanted very much to tell you that chiddush, and that's why he deviated a little bit from the poetic symmetry. He jumped away a little from the kachem kalim, told me a halacha regarding menachas, so that agav orche kamashmalon, see brachas taf beis, this is the way the Tanam used to talk, so that agav orche kamashmalon, you can know this halacha as well. Either way, let's do a recap on this very, very last part of the daf. The very last part of the daf focused on the fact that Reb Shimon Shita, as much as it is that oichol she'at yochel achil acherim kari oichol, oichol she'at yochel achil acherim inu kari oichol, but if there was a shas hakosher, at that point it's going to be there. Where did Reb Shimon say that? He said that in the initial, the Tanah and Ha'ar Levekili Akerim, the original Reb Shimon said. We saw that there was another Reb Shimon, many Reb Shimons, but there was another Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon said that as it relates to the Par Adum, it's metame tumas oichol. Where's the Shas HaKosher with the Par Adum? The Teretz is, the Shas HaKosher, the Par Adum, the Shlokish explained, is being that if you want to be paid, the Par Adum, you can be paid. Even after the Shechit, there's a Chiddush, if you want to be paid, you can be paid. And being Kaloimit Liftois, Kapadui Dami, it's for that reason, according to Reb Shimon, that in and of itself would be enough. The Gemara said, is that so pasha? The Reb Shimon holds kol ha'imid liftois kapadui dami? The Gemara said, no, but where it's mitzvah liftoisai, then for sure, yeah. The Gemara said, if that's the case, if Reb Shimon holds that when there's a shas hakosher, his whole shita doesn't apply, and if he holds that kol ha'imid liftois kapadui dami, where it's a mitzvah, is enough to make it a shas hakosher, then we have to revisit Reb Shimon, who said that there's a case of noiser and a case of pigel, both of which would not be considered oichlin, because of the fact they didn't have a Shas HaKosher. The case of Noisa was where it was Lon Lifnei Zrika. First glance, Lifnei Zrika, being that there was never Zrika, the Zrika wasn't matter, so it never had a Shas HaKosher. But if you're going to tell me Kol Oimed is Keh, well, Kol Oimed Lizrei should be Kazaruk Dami, Mitzvah Mizrakeh, that should be enough. Pigel, the same thing. You're telling me that if there was a Machsheves Pigel, then it never had a Shas HaKosher. As a result, it's not going to be considered Oichlin. One second. If the Machsheves Pigel happened to Shas Rika before you did this Rika, it was Kolaimit Lizraik. So it was Kolaimit Lizraik. So then based on that, that in of itself should be enough. Two Grois HaKashas. And to answer both Kashas, the Gemara had to say two Terutzim. As it relates to the Kasha of Lon Lifnei Zrika, why do we say Kolaimit Lizraik? Because the Gemara said, Erechanami, really we should. But we have to make a super duper Ekimta. Right, this is Madrigas of sometimes you make an Akimta, sometimes it's like a super Akimta. This is a super duper Akimta. It's this Mamish, a huge Akimta. It's talking about where you did the Shechita Mamish, Samach Lashkiya Sachama. And Shalei Hoys the Shoys Bayam the Mizrake. But Enchanami, if there was Shoys Bayam the Mizrake, yeah. As a matter of fact, when the Brisa says that there's a time where Noiser would be subject to Tomas Leich, it's talking about where you didn't make that super duper Akimta in all other cases. You don't have to say it's only where you physically did a Zrika, as long as it's not where you did the Shechita Mamish, you chapped around 1 second before Shkiya, that in of itself would be enough. As it relates to the other Kash, no? Every case of Pigel, why don't we say Kolaimi Lizer Kazark Dami? You didn't have to do the Zrika when a Machshav is Pigel. And Chanami, if the Pigel was Bezrika, you're 100% right. Hachmai Skin is talking about where the Pigel was Bezrit. But the Tzad HaShava between the two Terutzim is that the Kashas, the Gemara thought, were very good Kashas. If Reb Shimon holds Kolaimi Lifteis Kapadri Dami, then you should say Kolaimi Lizer Kazark Dami as well. Kalayim duf des kpadu only when there's a mitzvah, beseder. There's a mitzvah in Mizrake. And therefore we had to answer this kashna. And therefore we had to answer that kashna. We're getting into very nuanced terutzim to go ahead and answer these kashas because we very, very much like the kasha. Stating that, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi always gets the final word in chas. Amar Rav Ashi. Amrita l'shmaita kami de Rav Nachman. I said over this whole sugya to Rav Nachman, and I told Rav Nachman, I don't hear these kashas. The Eilam was asking that if Rav Shimon holds kalayim duf des kpadu me. And that's why Parim Matama Tuma Soichlin Hoyva Hoysel Shasa Kosher. So, how could he hold Yesh Noiser Shain Matama Tuma Soichlin and Pigo Bemakachim Bemakachim Kalim? It's not Matama Tuma Soichlin. All these cases had a Shasa Kosher because it was called Imit Lizrei Kuzarik Dami. And I heard all these Shinuya de Chiki that Amiram said. I hold not. I hold Afilu Te Malon Mamish. When Rib Shimon said that. Yesh noiser shumetame Thomas euch yesh noiser shene metame Thomas euch und ketzad lon lifne is rico ene metame Thomas euch und lon lifne is rico lach as rico metame Thomas euch enough to say yirle ein yir no lon means lon you did this rico you didn't do this rico okay additionally when he went ahead and said that Pigel Bein Bekachim Kadosh and Bein Bekachim Kalim. And we made an Akimta, it's talking about where it was Pigel Beshchita. Afilu Teima, the Pigel Bezrika. It's talking about where the Pigel was Bezrika. While the Kash is finding the Shon. Kushya may karalas. I why not? If Kala Oimid lifted his kapadu dami when there's a mitzvah. So Kala Oimid lifted his kazaruk dami when there's a mitzvah. The boy parik amrinon, but the boy zaruk lay amrinon. Kala Oimid lifted his kapadu dami, yes. But kalaimit lizrei kizaruk dami, that already not. Why not? So it's interesting. The punchline, the Gemara doesn't even say, but Rashi says, it's because pidyon happens bedibur ba'alma. So to say that all I need to do is talk, and there's a mitzvah to talk, well then, even if I didn't say it, it's as if I said it. But as it relates to zrika, zrika's a maisa. So to say kalaimit ki, when it comes to dibur, that we'll do, albeit when it's a mitzvah. When it comes to kol ha'omed ki, even when it's a mitzvah, we won't do it in the event that it's a maisa. Stating that, the Gemara says, Meisfe, I have a big problem with this. Rashi, have a problem. I have a kasha, Meisfe, and this is going to take us into another hard sugya. Why not? So the background to this next sugya is the laws of Me'ila. As a matter of fact, we're about to quote a Mishnah, Mesechtes Me'ila, Dav Beis, Amid Aleph. So, the very first Mishnah Masechtas Mila. So, we know the basic rule of Mi'ila is that Mila is only Nogeya in the event that the Kachem that you have is what's known as Kachay Hashem. If it's Kachay Hashem, there's Mila. If it's not Kachay Hashem, then it's not Mi'ila. So, just because something is in a state of Kachem doesn't mean that it's subject to Mila. Now, can't have enough from Kachem necessarily, but we're dealing specifically with regards to the unique parsha of Mi'ila that comes with Asham Mi'ilois and maybe Yechiv Misa B'dei Shamayim and a Chaymish, right? So there's many different halachas that pertain to the world of Mi'ila. In order for Kachem to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila, it has to be known as Kachay Hashem. So the Mishnah, right at the beginning of Masechtas Mi'ila, not shockingly, lays down the law of the land, how you define Kachay Hashem, when you know something is subject to Mi'ila and when it's not subject to Mi'ila. Says the Gemara, Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave the following rule. He said, Kol Shehoysa L'Shas Heta L'Kayhanim. Any kachim that had a shas heta l'kayhanim, e mailam ahen. At that point, it's not subject to Mi'ila. E mailam doesn't mean that there's an issa Mi'ila. It means the other way. It means it's not subject to the Mi'ila. So if this is something that had a shas, there was a time where it was mutta for the kayhanim to eat. So that's enough for it to become ois kachay Hashem. It's not subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Kol shalahis l'shas heta l'kayhanim. If, however, you have something that didn't have a shas heta l'kayhanim, mailam ahen, it is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Said Rabbi Shuv, v'ezu shas heta l'kayhanim. What's examples of kachim that had a shas heta l'kayhanim? Shalana, in the event that it was lan, v'chenet mas, or it was tame, v'sheyatza, or it was yaitse. These are all examples of things that had a shas heta l'kayhanim. What's example of kachim that never was mutter l'kayhanim? Shenishchata chutz l'zmano v'chutzum kaima. Right, it never became mutter because you botched up already with the shchita. The shchita was done with a machsheves pigel. Or v'shekiblu psulim. Or if psulim did the Kabbalah of Zarku Astama? It's a Shaila if it's Kiblu Psulim and Zarku Psulim, or it's Oy Kiblu Oy Zarku Kiyadua. But either way, this is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that in the event that you have Kachim that had a Shas Hetel Kayhanim, so that means it became Ois Kachay Hashem, a Mailam. It's not going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. If there was never Shas Hetel Kayhanim, it's going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. how do you know what's what? So if it was lon and nitma and yotza, so that's considered that there was a shas hatol kayanim. So it's not subject to the laws of milah. If you did a shchita chutzas mani chutzam kaimai, or it was kibul psulim v'zarkos dama, so that never had a shas hatol kayanim. So let's see. Ketani mia. What part of the mission do we need? Reisha. We need the reisha that said shalonu v'shetma v'sheyatza. These three examples are considered that it was a shas hatol kayanim. Hence, they're not subject to the laws of milah. Now, my love, doesn't the mishnah mean lono mamish? It means, when we say lana, that it was lana mamish. Now, what does lana mamish mean? Usually, lana mamish means it was literally lana. But Rashi over here says that lana mamish means something different. Lana mamish means that the entire carbon was lana. It was mamish lana, right? Same thing, but it was mamish, the whole carbon was lana. The basa was lon, they murim alon, the ur was lon, and even, this is the punchline, the dam was lon. Lon of mamish means it was mamish lon, the entire carbon was lon. I mean, even the dam was lon. Now, okay, vahach over here, the boy have a zariku, if he wanted to do this riko, he could have done this riko, viktani de'en mayalin, and you see that what? That it's not subject to me'ilah. Meaning, what's the point? The point is, we're saying that even if the dam was lon, even then it's considered that it was a shas hetel kayan. If the dam was lon, that means you never did Azrika. If you never did Azrika, how did it have a shas hetel kayan? Meaning, if lon means the basa was lon, said it's pasha why lon is considered shas hetel kayan. It's considered shas hetel kayan because when you did Azrika, the basa became mutel kayan. But if you're going to tell me lana mamish, and what does that mean, lana mamish, even the dam was lon? If the dam was lon, it means it never had a shas hetel kayan, he never did this. Again, what has to have the shas hetel kayan? What are the kayanim allowed to eat? They're not allowed to eat the dam, they're allowed to eat the basa, right? That's what they're allowed to eat. What makes the basa mutter? The zrika. So if lon means the basa was lon, not the dam, so you did a zrika with the dam, you were mata the basa, it had a shas hetel kayan. But if lon means lon mamish, that means even the dam was lon. Well, if even the dam was lon, that means that the zrika was never done. If the zrika was never done, where's the shas hetel lekayanim? Must be. Even if the dam was lost. But being that you got to the point where you could have done a zrika, because I did a good shchita, I did a good kabbalah, I did a good zrika. It wasn't nitschat chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. It wasn't kiblu psulim v'zar kwestam. I did everything good up until that point. All I need to do now is a ma'aseh zrika. Kol ha'omed l'zrik is kizaruk dami. And that's why I view the zrika as if it happened, which gives a chalois shas hetel kayanim on the basa, which makes the basa ois kachay Hashem. But you see mefurish that we see the halach of kolo imid lizer kizark dami, even though it's a maisa, probably because it's a mitzvah, but even though it's a maisa, that's the point, that's enough to say. That's like Ravashi. Ravashi said the only time you would ever entertain such a tzad of kolo imid is because it's dibur, so kolo imid lifteis kabadu dami. You see mefurish even when it comes to zriga. And by the way, zriga is the case that Ravashi said it doesn't work for. Mamash, the same exact sukya. He said by zriga you don't say kolo imid lizrik kizarek dami. What do you mean? I see from the Mishnah Masechtas Meila that we do say kolo imid lizrik kizarek dami, but the Gemara says, la, your whole kasha is predicated on a grace hanach. That when it says lon, it means lon amamish. It means even the dam was lon. Right, I think if anybody was learning Mishnayos right now, you would never learn that way. Look, that's not what it means. And by the way, what the Gemara is going to say, Baal Peh, is it's talking about where you did a proper zrika and the lon was on the basar, and that's why it had a shas hetel kayanim. A shas hetel kayanim because you actually did a zrika. Not because you could have, would have, should have done a zrika and there was a mitzvah in zrika. No, that only works by dibur. It doesn't work by maestro. Ravashi is gerech. It's talking about where you physically did a zrika. So you would expect the Gemara to say, loy. It's talking about where only the basar was lon. But being that when we said in the Hava Mina, Ktani Mia Reisha, my love, we didn't say lon dam. We said lon amamish. We picked like some Lashem Menachas Meshunah. So in the Dichai, we're also going to have a Lashem Menachas Meshunah. Rashi struggles a little bit to make sense of what these words even mean. But the punchline is very obvious. Dr. Gemara, loy, it's talking about Re'uya Lotzeis, V'Re'uya Letame, V'Re'uya Lolin. When we say that it was Lana, it doesn't mean that the Dam was Lan. It means only that the Basa was on. It means that it was Re'uya Lotzeis, it was Re'uya Letame, Re'uya Lan. What do those words even mean? It's the way Rashi explains it. If the Dam was Lan, that means it's carbon's Pasal. Not Negeya. you didn't do a Zerika, you didn't do a Zerika. If you did the law, if you did a Zerika, so now there's three different ways for the carbon to maybe vite to become possible, or the basa, that's what we're focusing on. Did the basa become possible because it was tamei, because it was noiser, it was yoitze. So we're dealing with a carbon that could have become possible al yidei any one of those three things, but again, that's just a roundabout way of saying that it, the dam itself was la'olam not lam. But the Gemara says, avalina mamish my hachinami the ma'olam. So you're telling me, so what would be the halach? If the dam was actually lon, if it was lon, so it would be considered that it was loy hoysel shas hetel kayhanim, and there the halacha would be mayalin. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, I have another diktok. Hay kol shah hoysel shas hetel kayhanim, the kol shaloy hoysel shas hetel kayhanim. If that's the case, then does the words hoysoloi shas hetelo kayhanim or loy hoysoloi shas hetelo kayhanim apply? Kol sheyeshloi shas hetelo kayhanim ein mayalim b'hem, v'chol she'ein lo shas hetelo kayhanim mayalim b'hem nibayalei. If you're telling me that in this case the zrika was never done, and lon means lon mamish, and the reason lon mamish would be enough for it to be considered shas hetel kayhanim, is because kolayim lizer kazam dami even a ma'isa the leiker of Asher. Well, then I understand the lashon of it was hoysol shas hetel kayhanim. What is hoysa in the lashon of Amin Zakrashi? It means there was something at some point in the past that I could have done that would have made it mutter. If, however, I actually did this rika, because kolay midlizrik is not kazarik tam, even when it's mizul midlizrik, because it's a maisa. Well, that means that shas hetel kayanim is not something that it had; it's something that it has. It's something that it still is being reichish. If it was a coulda, woulda, shoulda, that's in the past tense. If, however, it's something that I did, so this had or has a shas hetel kayanim, it rather also has a problem. It's also tamei. It's also yoytze. The basa was also lan. But the Gemara says that loshin, that lashon of hoysel l'shas hetel kayanim, it's very subtle, but that lashon of hoysel l'shas hetel kayanim is actually more mashma. It's actually more mashma that it's talking about where whatever the shas hetel kayanim we're considering is, was only a havamina, but it actually never happened. There was never a time where it was physically mutter. It was only a coulda, woulda, shoulda, and Kala'imed is kid, that would be enough. That's true if lona is lon mamish. The problem is, Ravashi holds that you don't say Kala'imed kid when it comes to a maisna. And if that's the case, we're a little bit back to where we were. Again, Ravashi wanted to say that even though it's true Kala'imed lift is kapadui dami, but Kala'imed lizrik is lafkazarik dami, that's the way he was miyashiv, those Reb Shimon's, with regards to Noisa, in regards to Pigel, with regards to the times where the Allah is not going to be talking to Masa Eichlin. Fake the Gemara Kash from the Erishta Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ila. You see Mefurish from that Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ila that in the event that you have dam, that's royalist Rico, that's enough for it to be considered Shas Hetel Kayanim, to say that right now it's going to be not Kochi Hashem, that it's not going to be subject to the laws of Me'ila. Now, is it muchach? No, it says lon. Lon can mean lon dam, it can mean lon basar. That's true, but the lashon of hoysel or shas hetel kayanim is more mashma. It's more mashma that it was lon or mamish, which means it was lon the dam. So you see, mefurish, you say, kolam yuzak zark dami, hodra kushya, and ravashi. So the Gemara says, elam ravashi. Ravashi is going to say as follows. I stand by my teretz. The way to be miyashiv, all this Reb Shimon's, is based on what I said. That even though Reb Shimon's holds kolam yuzak zark dami, doesn't kolam yuzak zark dami. And I agree with what you said. I think the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah is mashma not that way. It sounds like you do say Kolay Midlizrik Hazarik Dami. What's the teretz? The teretz is Tzvei Dinim. Me'ilah Atumah Karamis. Yishtelli Tzum Me'ilah Tatumah. Me'ilah Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedushi. Me'ilah is all about Kedusha. Lebasa Depakala Kedusha Seba Mahadra. Over there, once the Kedusha goes away, there's no way for it to come back. And over there, it's going to be one way. Here, how? There's no way for it to come back. Tum, however, mishum uchle v'lav uchle. Tum, however, is about oichel and not oichel. And Bach takes out almost every single word of the next four lines. Ka Kol, look at the Aleph. Mishum uchla v'lav uchlohi. Kol heichad olay mashvalei uchlo. Eina metame tumas uchlen. And that takes us to the dot, four lines from the bottom. In other words, what Ravashi's saying is that there's a chilek between where I said that you don't say kolay midlizer kazarek dami, and the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah that said that you do say kolay midlizer kazarek dami. I said it with regards to tumah. The Mishnah was talking with regards to hektish. Regarding hektish, kolay midlizer kazarek dami. With regards to tumah, you don't say kala oimed lizraik is kezarek dami. That's the chilek. The we're handling, is it kachi Hashem, is it not kachi Hashem? Is it subject to milo, is it not subject to milo? Kala oimed lizraik kezarek dami is enough to say that it's not kachi Hashem, it's not subject to milo. However, when it comes to my sugin Reb Shimon, is it an oichel, is it not an oichel? The pasuk says, mikola oichel ashei yochel ashei yovi olamai mitma. Not everything is an oichel, zok Reb Shimon. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. You want to know if this is considered an oichel, it's not considered an oichel. Kala oimed lizroi kezaruk dami, that can't impact whether or not I'm going to view this as being an oichel or I'm not going to view this as being an oichel. So I was learning in the sugya of tumma, is it an oichel, is it not an oichel? Here my chilek was a my sakina charifa, being mechalek between kala oimed liftois, kala oimed lizroi stands. However, you're talking about hektish. Is it considered kachi Hashem, is it not kachi Hashem? That's a different sugya. Over there, it's already going to be different. Now, what's the chilek? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say. It's not clear from the Rishonim what the chilek is. As a matter of fact, the Gemara was very wordy. So it sounded like the Gemara probably said. First of all, the Bach knocked out half of the Gemara. So once you read the Bach, the Gemara is not as wordy anymore. But even if you look more carefully at the Gemara, Elam Ravashi, Mi'ila Atuma Karamis, Mi'ila Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedushahi, Labasa the Pakalog Kedushte, B'mai Hodra Rachvala. The wordiness was just that Ashi is saying that when it comes to Kedusha, we say Kala Oimed Lizrei Kezarek Dami, which makes the Kedusha go away. And once the Kedusha goes away, if it becomes Tamei later, there's no way for the Kedusha to come back. Okay, that's very nice. There's no way for the Kedusha to come back. And we're dining why when it was Oimed Lizrei Kezarek Dami, the Kedusha actually went away. We said it wasn't Kachi Hashem. He never explained that. Right? The wordiness of Rav Ashi was just explaining that why is it when ultimately there was an issue, when there was Noiser, where it was Yoitzer, where it was Tamei, we didn't say the Kedusha reascended. As it relates to the Oichel Chelek, all he said was, so really, all Rav Ashi said, this is about Kedusha. Yeah, Kalay Medlizrik makes it not Kachi Hashem. This is about Eichel, and Kalay Medlizrik doesn't make it an Eichel. It's not clear what the Chilik is. But Poshnit, if you look in the Mefarshim, the way they explain this Gemara, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that if you want to know if something is of that level of Kedusha, where it's 100% miyuchid laKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that there's an Eitzah, you can do a Maisa right now, and by doing that Maisa, that's going to make the Kohen allowed to have it. That means on some level, it's not Kach. Kach Hashem means it's so miyuchid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's no way for me to even get it. If I could do a Maisa Zrika, and that's all of a sudden going to make it mine, that's not Kach Hashem, and as a result, it's no longer going to be subject to the laws of Me'ilah. As opposed to, over here, we're trying to determine, is this Oichel or is this not Oichel? Right now, it's not Oichel. What are you going to tell me? I could do a Zrika. Yeah, when you do a Zrika, it'll be an Oichel. Right now, it's not an Oichel. The Yesod of Kodesh Hashem comes from an incredible Ichud that this thing has with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And being that I could do a Maisa Zrika and make it not the Eibishtas, that is a Pgam in that Ichud. And as a result, it's not going to be considered Kodesh Hashem. As opposed to when it comes to Oichel, there, it either is an Oichel or it's not an Oichel. Now, we're willing to take a leap of faith, but that's only when it's a dibur, when there's a mitzvah to do the dibur, when it comes to maisa, then already that is not something that we are going to be willing to do. So the bottom line is, besikum, we have two approaches, we have two eitzes, two mahalchim, how to explain what seems to be a contradiction in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds parim mitame tumas oichlin hoyva hoysel l'shas hakosher, which Rish Lakish explained. It's based on the fact that parin niftes al gabi marachta. Imer hoy Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon himself said this. It's based on parin niftes al gabi marachta, and Reb Shimon holds kolo imid liftois is kapadri dami. Mitzad sheni, Reb Shimon said yesh noisesh u metame tumas oichlin v'yesh noisesh inu metame tumas oichlin keitzad lon lifnei zrike inu metame tumas oichlin. The kasha is, if Rav Shimon holds that Parah is metama hoil v'hoisel l'shas ha'koshen, because Parah niftas agabi ma'aracha, kaloyim and liftas kepadri dami, albeit when it's a mitzvah. So why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Zrika? Even if it was lana l'fnei Zrika, but you could have done the Zrika. And Rav Shimon went weiter, he said, pigel, bein b'kachem kadoshim, bein b'kachem kalim, ein metama tumas oichlin. In the event that you were pigel b'zrika, before you had the b'chshavas pigel with the Zrika, you could have done the Zrika, and you could have taken yourself out of it. And there were two mahalchim had to answer this. One mahalch is to say, I hear, it's a very, very good kasha, and we have to mamish in a very nuanced way, be miyash of each one. The teretz to lon lifnei zrika is talking about hacha b'mayaskina shalehoisa shoyis b'yom lemizrakei. The case of pigel bein b'kachem kadosh and bein b'kachem kalam is talking about gunsha pigel b'shchita, yitaka warm afagel b'zrika. They're good kashas. I recognize them, I'm machshiv them, but I'm going to tease it apart, and I'm going to make a kimtas, and we're going to be miyashiv it. The second mahalach was Rav Ashi's mahalach. Rav Ashi's mahalach was that kushim made kara lesia. The only time you say kala oimed is by pidyon, because it's a deeper ba'alma. However, when it comes to zrika, then not. Now, the Gemara said, that does not mean to say that Rav Ashi does not hold at all of the musaf of kala oimed lizer gazarek dami. Rav Ashi very much holds on the musaf. Kala oimed lizer gazarek dami, it's muchach from a subtle diak, which is an oxymoron. It's muchach from a subtle dick, but it's muchach from a subtle dick from the Mishnah, Masechtas Me'ila, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that when it comes to the laws of Kachei Hashem, you do say Kalay Melizer Kazarek Dami. What's the chilik? Kedusha, Tumah, Karamis, two separate things. What's the Svara? The Gemara didn't explain the Svara, but hopefully we were Be'ez Hashem Mevayir it, albeit a little bit. But the Gemara is not finished. It's one last leg to the Gemara. Meisvei, Freit the Gemara, Akasha. And this Kasha is from a Mishnah, Masechtas Krisis, Daf Chof if somebody brought an Ashim Taloi, and then he was made aware of the fact that he really had not sinned. And this next part of the Gemara is a little bit lighter. It's not saying much, but it's a little bit lighter. So, who brought an Ashim Taloi? If somebody had a suffix, whether or not he had to bring a Karban Chatas, say you bring an Ashim Taloi. The Ashim Taloi, by the way, works Lahogim and Ayasurin. So, it's like a short-term interim band-aid. But ultimately, if the person ever found out that he really did the Aveira, it wasn't going to help. So again, if somebody does a Aveira, b'shoigik, she's doing a karis, he has to bring a karmachatas. Somebody has a suffix whether he did an Aveira, b'shoigik, she's doing a karis, so then you don't bring a chatas, then you bring an Ashim Tali. If he finds out at some point that he really did it, so then you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring the karmachatas. So we're talking about a person that's bringing an Ashim Tali, v'noida shaloichata. Good news. He found out that he actually didn't sin. So there's a whole bunch of permutations that need to be oisgarbet. In actually nishchat noidalai, if he was made aware before he did the shechita, so then the halach is yetzei v'yir be'ed divrei Remeir. Remeir says you could take the sheep, put it back in your backyard, and you could do whatever you want with it. Why? Rashi says, dechulinhu hayo v'leichata. Because this person was only mafrish the Karban Hashem on the tzad that he did the Aveira. But he knew somehow, the Tanai, the Bnei Gadu, Bnei Ruven, with Umdun of the Muchachs, he somehow put into his initial hektish that if I ever found out that I didn't do anything, then this is a hektish betois, and I'm out. So being that he found out, actually nishchat, that he really never sinned, so therefore, Yetzev Yer Be'eder, you could put it together with your Eder, with all your Behemoth school, and everything is going to be okay. Chachamim and Chachamim say, no way. Yer Achim Yestoy, V'yemach B'yiplu Dovel L'Nadovel. This can't be chulin, you were makdash it. And when you were makdash it, Rashi says, you were gomeru makdash la. Top Rashi, no. So you made it hektish. Unequivocally, lechluta, even if you're going to find out, you made it hektish. Now, stating that, you're not chayv an Ashim Tali, because you were noid aloi, so you can't just bring it. Now, why not just bring an Ashim Tali? Ashim's not babin adava. So you can't just go ahead and bring the carbon Ashim. So what do you do? It is hektish, because you were maktish it, you're not chayv an Ashim. So what do you do when you have an Ashim that is Kaddish Bektusha's Ashim, but you can't bring it? So Yirach Yistoyv, you give it to the pastach, that's the shepherd, and he leaves it in the field, waits actually is stoiv until it develops a blemish, and then he sells it and he takes the money and he uses it l'nadava. What kind of nadava? Oilus nadava. What kind of oilus nadava? Kitzam is beach. That's what you do. Rabbi Lezer's a third sheet. He said, you karev. He said, no, bring it. You want to bring the Ashim Tali? Bring it. Because you never know, right? Rabbi Lezer said, let's be honest, this is the only Averid. Punk, this suffix is the only Averid yet. This is what you're holding? you did another Aveira, and it's for that reason you'll bring him something else. Now, what do you mean? This is not just a Hefkevelt. You only can bring it Asham Tali if you chayv it Asham Tali. So Rashi says, this is Rabbi Lezer L'Shitasoi in Mesechtes Krisis, Grad Shitas Beishamai in Mesechtes Krisis, who holds that Asham is Baal Chet, and being that, or at least Asham Tali is, Asham is Baal Chet. Everyone holds Asham is Baal Chet. That Asham Tali can be brought in a Dava, and if Asham Tali can be brought in a Dava, so that's why this is going to be okay. So bottom line, three Shitas, what the Halach is in the event that he found out far the shechita that he really didn't have to bring an asham tali. What would be mishin nishchat noydalai? What would be if he found that after the shechita? That's when he found that he really didn't do the avera. So then the halacha is right. You did the shechita already, so you can't just take the thing and put it back in your yard or give it over to the shepherd. What's the shepherd going to do with the right? It's already shachot. It's very different. So hadam yishaf. If you take the blood and you pour it down the drain, right? You put it into the amma where they used to put all the damim psulim. Vabasi yisaref, and the basar is going to be burnt. Meaning, there's nothing you can do with this. It's psuli hamikdashim now, and as a result, you have to treat it like psuli hamikdashim. Now, let's just understand this a little bit. According to Rav Meir, it's pasha wise psuli hamikdashim. Rav Meir holds that the whole hektish was only done ala tanai. Now, once you do the shechita, it's too late. So now you have to treat it like chulin bazari. Rashi says that's the way Rashi teaches the sugya. The chulin shnichchdu bazari. So it comes out it's chulin bazari, and if it's chulin bazari, so yeah, again, it's kachim psulim. That's or chulin. That was treated like kachim, hence psulim, and that's how you would have to go ahead and deal with it. According to the chachamim shita is that no, you makdish it 100%, but at the same time, an asham tali is not bab nedava. So what would you do if you found out far the shechita? What you would do is you would yirat sheyistav, you machbi yipludam nedava. That was already after the shechita. So essentially you have an asham pasul, because again, he was makdashid, and you weren't paid yet into an oila. So really you have an asham pasul, it's pashnit. The halach is that hadam yishavchi v'abasi yisarif, not because of chulim bazar, but because of that. What about according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer said that if you found that before the shechita, you karev. So what's the issue over here? Why hadam yishav? It sounds like everybody holds to this. In the first halacha, there were three shitas. Here is one shita. It sounds like everyone's getting along when it comes to this. So if you take a look at the shita, Mekubetz says he's musopik. Shita says, I'm not sure. Could be it's true only alibid the Rameir and the Chachamim, but enochanam alibid the Rabbeleaz. Again, this is way beyond the scope of what we need right now. Next case, Nizra Kadam. What would be in the event that the Zrika actually took place? Habasi Yachel. At that point, you'd be allowed to eat the basa. So if, again, the person brought the Asham Tali. They did the Shechita. Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika. They even did the Zrika. Now they found out before the Kehanim ate the Basa, right? This is a Karban Asham, so it's only Nechel Zichrei Kuna. So before the Kehanim ate the Basa, they found out that really the person never sinned. But once you did the Zrika, at that point, HaBasa Ye'achel, everything is going to be off. Okay, what we need is the next line. Rabbi Yossi said, Afilu Hadam B'Kois. Even if you didn't do the Zrika, but the Dam was in the Kois, the dam was in a matziv where it was oimed lizrik, that's the punchline, yizorek, you can go lechatchila and do the zrika, v'habasa yachel, and you're going to be allowed to eat the basa. So Rabbi Yossi said, not only if you did the zrika, z'habasa yachel, even if the dam is only in the kois, that's enough for it to be habasa yachel. V'amar Rava, here's the punchline, Rava said, Rabbi Yossi, v'shitas Reb Shimon Amar, where Rabbi Yossi said this halacha, he said, v'shitas Reb Shimon, the Amar, who said, kol oimed lizrik, kizorek, Dami. He said, Shitas Rab Shimon is Kalai Midlizre Kizarak Dami. Where's the Shita? Bavakamayimvav. But the bottom line is, right? We never saw Rab Shimon say Kalai Midlizre Kizarak Dami. We saw Rab Shimon say Kalai. That's the Sugya. How's that onudanin? Kalai Midlift is Kapadi Dami, he said. He never said Kalai Midlizre Kizarak Dami. What do you mean, Bashitas Rab Shimon? It's a Shitas Rab Shimon above a Kama. But the bottom line is, Rabba said, that was a tricky little knitch there. That Rabbi Yosef Shitas Rabbi Shimon Amar, Dama Kolayim Ed Lizroik, Kizaruk Dami. But what do you see from here? You see from here that there's an Indian of Kolayim Ed Lizroik, Kizaruk Dami, Afil Alibid Rabbi Shimon. It's a Mesave. Who's it a kasha on? It's a kasha on Rav Ashi. So again, what's the kasha? Rav Ashi said that I'm not spoiled from the whole steer in Rab Shimon. Because I hold Rab Shimon holds Kalaim Lift is Kapadu Dami because all it is a Dibur. But it doesn't hold Kalaim Lizard Kazarak Dami. Why? Because that's already a Maisa. What do you mean? You seem a furish. Rava said, Rabbi Yosef Shitas Rab Shimon Amar Kalaim Lizard Kazarak Dami with a halacha la Maisa with regards to the halacha of an Asham Tali that Habasa Ye Achel, even if you didn't physically do the Zrika when it was Noid Aloy Shalai Chata, once it was in the Kais because of the fact that you were able to do the Zrika. So you see clearly you say Kalaim Lizard Kazarak Dami. Here Gemara too, everybody mutches to understand Pashat Pnei Gemara. It's not an easy Gemara to understand. Again, the simple taich of the Gemara is not hard. If we made it to this point, this shouldn't be too difficult. But the Havana of the Gemara is hard to understand. Because did Rav Ashi say unequivocally that you don't say Kolo Imi Lizer Kazarik Dami Koin to Rav Shimon? No, that was the whole two-thirds of Amar Aleph. Rav Ashi said sometimes yes, sometimes not. Le'inyan Tumah, which is totally, is it an Oichel, is it not an Oichel? You don't say Kolo Imi Lizer Kazarik Dami. But in Kedusha, then he said you do say Kolo Imi Lizer Kazarik Dami. So the Gemara is asking a Kashna that you see Kolo Imi Lizer Kazarik Dami. And by the way, it's Nachshitas Rav Shimon, Nach Besser. That's fine, but Rav Ashi can tell you, yeah, with regards to Danning, whether the Zurika took place, so that we'll say that the Basar became already Mutter Lachila to the Kayhanim, because the episode was Neschaper already, Al Yadei the Zurika, so that with regards of who's Noidaloy Shalachot in the Sugi of Ashim Tali, you're going to be allowed to eat it, I agree, Kalaymi Lizak Azarak Tami. Just like I hold Kalaymi Lizak Azarak Tami makes the Hektish not Kochi Hashem, that it's not going to be subject to the laws of Mila anymore. I was talking about, is this a Cheftz of an Oichel? It's not a Cheftz of an Oichel. Whole different sugya. There I hold. You don't say Kolami Lizer Kazarik Dami. So Pashup Shah, what's the Gemara's kasha? It's Muchach that the Gemara holds that this kasha right here, as it relates to the two Rav Ashis on Amar Aleph, is a better tsushtel to what Rav Ashi said regarding Tumah, now it's regarding Kedusha. Now we said that the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, all our Rebbes, never really were mefarish what the chilik was between Kedusha and Tumah. So if we don't know what the chilik was between Kedusha and Tumah, it's very hard to know and I'll explain 100% with clarity and high definition why this would fall more under the category of Tumah, less under the category of Kedusha. But again, Tein L'chacham V'yech Gemay, just takes a little bit. The Gemara in the Kasha holds that this would be a bigger tsushtel to the Tumah Chelik, Uchla, not Uchla, as opposed to the Kedusha Chelik. Was it Kachi Hashem? Was it not Kachi Hashem? And Memela, as a result of that, the Gemara asks Akasha, but the Gemara says a very simple teretz, thankfully. Miti hu taima, is that really the reason? Rava said, Rabbi Yosef, Ashitas, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, the Amar, Kalaymi, the Zagazar, it's not the real reason. Okay, that's good. No, that's not the real reason. Amri ben Rama, Shved, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, fact in Eretz Yisrael, they said over in the name of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu tamid, Rabbi Yosef, Pshan, Rabbi Yosef, the Kasav, Rayoz, Klisharis, Mekachan, as Absun, Lechatchila, Likarev. He holds his Alocha that a Klisharis can be Mekadish, a Dover Apostle, right? The Makar to that is Perik Mizbech Mekadish, Mizbech is Mekadish Psulim, Klisharis is also Mekadish Psulim. Some Psulim, not all Psulim, Rashi says, Psulim ki hai gavna, such a puzzle where it's not mamish puzzle, right? So if you have dam, that's not 100% puzzle. Is this dam 100% puzzle? No, it's an Ashim Tali where it was Noidalot Shalechata. It's not mamish dam puzzle. But a situation like this where you have dam puzzle that was Noidalot Shalechata in Azaz sort situation, there, the halacha is that the klisharis is mekadesh, and he holds it's because of the kiddush of the klisharis that Dan has this like mizbech mekadesh to gekdusha. That's why he could do the zrika, and that's why the basa would be able to be eaten. Be'etzim it's possible. Be'etzim it's possible. But once you did a proper kabbalah, it's out klisharis mekadesh es absolut chilakar has nothing to do with kaloimid lizroik kizaruk dami. Zok the gemara vayta. Amalei Rav Ashi the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana midam Rav Shimon kaloimid lizroik kizaruk dami. Being that what just emerged was based on a Gemara in Bava Kamma and Vav. The Rav Shimon Shita is that Kalaimid Lizraif is Kesarif Dami. Then what should emerge is that Kalaimid Lizraif Nami Kesarif Dami. If Kalaimid Lizraif is Kesarif Dami, Kalaimid Liftois is Kapadui Dami, right? So Kalaimid Lizraif should be Kesarif Dami as well. Well, if that's the case, Noisar Upara. Am I mitamin Tomas Eichlin? Why noiser and paru mitamin Tomas Eichlin? Noiser is mitamin Tomas Eichlin when? If it had a shasa kosher, right? Sometimes lon lifnei zrika, lon lacha zrika. That was the original price of today's daf. Paru is mitamin Tomas Eichlin. Where'd we see that? That was the next Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said paru is mitamin Tomas Eichlin. Oimer hoy Rav Shimon, hoy v'niftas agabi marachta, right? It's both of these things are mitamin Tomas Eichlin. Why are they mitamin Tomas Eichlin? Why do we say noiser is nidim b'sreifa? Paraduma is nidim besreifa. Koloi made lisreif is kisaruf dami. Afra ba'alma ninu. It should be afra ba'alma. And if it's afra ba'alma, it shouldn't be a. It shouldn't be an issue. Now, let's hit the pause button for 1 second. Who asked this kasha? Amalei Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi is the one that asked this kasha. Rav Ashi said that if Rav Shimon holds Koloi made lisreif kisaruf dami in the sugyas of Tumas Eichlin, he should also hold. Does Rav Ashi hold Kalaimid Lizer Kazaruk Dami in the Sugis of Tumas Eichlin? No way. No way. That's the whole Rav Ashi on Amud Aleph. So what's going on over here? Amud Rav Ashi. How could Rav Ashi be asking such a kasha? Rav Ashi is the one who doesn't hold this. You know who asks this kasha? Rashi. Rashi, Afanar, Rashi mutches very much with this kasha. So you have to say Rav Ashi, Pashup Shariz, was asking not Lashitasai. Lashitasai, he holds that you don't say Kala, Oymed Lizrei Kizaruk Dami, when it comes to Tuma. Only Dibur, not Maisa. So if you don't say by the Maisa of Zriki, you're not going to say by the Maisa of Sreif either. Obetz Lidi, Dach, Ayin Rashi, but again, simple understanding. Lidi Dach, that holds that you do say Kol Oymed Lizrei Kizaruk Dami, even when it comes to Tuma, even when it comes to Eichlin, so you should say Kol Oymed Lizrei Kizaruk Dami. And if you're going to say Kol Oymed Lizrei Kizaruk Dami, so a new kasha, a naya patent, why is it that Noiser in the first price of Reb Shimon and Paradum in the second price of Reb Shimon are both subject to Tumas Eichlin because it was Heisel Lishas HaKosher? It's Oymed Lizrei, and if it's Oymed Lizrei, it's Kizaruk Dami, and if it's Kizaruk of Tommy, it's Afra Ba'alma, and here's the punchline. Afar is not Mekabel Tumma. Afra Ba'alma is not Mekabel Tumma. You have to be an Oichel, you have to be a Keli. So Nachma, fire the Gakash. Omri Rav Ashi, the Rav Kana. Midamad Abshim, Kali Amid Lizard, Kizaruk Tommy, even with regards to Tumas Oichel. Not me, I don't hold that way, but you hold that way. Well, if that's the case, you're not Nispal, Maisa Dibur. Then Kali Amid Lizard, if Nami, Kizaruk Tommy. If that's the case, Noiser in the Eshta Braisa. And Parin the Tzveta Braisa. Amai Metamad Tumas Oichel. Oh, why? Because it was a Shasa Kosher. Who cares if it was a Shasa Kosher? But say Kala Oymed Lisrev Kesarov Dami and Afra Ba'almaninu, now it's Afar, it's Saruf, it's Mamish Afar Ve'ifer. And if that's the case, then it shouldn't be subject to Tumah because of the fact that it's Afar Amalei. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana told Rav Ashi, Chibas HaKodesh Machsharton. That's not a Kasha. The reason that's not a kasha is because there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh. A Chibas HaKodesh can take something that even though Bechefzit can't become Kodesh, all of a sudden it can make it Kodesh. Over here we say Chibas HaKodesh Machsharton, so that we say, even though Be'etzim it's not a Oichol, and Be'etzim it's not a Keli, but a Filu Hachi Chibas HaKodesh gives it a Chibas. Right, where do we have it? We had it with regards to Eitzim, we had it with regards to Levaina. Even though these are things that really should not be subject to Tumah, but Chibas HaKodesh, Dalach is Machsharton, so too you're right. This Noiser and this Parah, based on Afroninu, shouldn't really be Shaykh to Tumah, but Chibas HaKodesh Machsharton, and because of Chibas HaKodesh, that in itself is going to be okay. Tosfos, not here, but in Bava Kamma, Tosfos asks a whole bomb of kasha, not for now, but just speak out the kasha. If there's something called Chibas HaKodesh Machsharton, then why doesn't that undermine the whole Reb Shimon of the Sugya? Reb Shimon holds Isurya no, can't become Tame. And it's clear that Reb Shimon said a shita with regards to Kachem as well, right? I mean, Noiser, Pig, all these cases are Kachem Diga cases. If you're going to tell me Chibas HaKodesh Machsharton, so say Chibas HaKodesh says that even though it's Asa Bahana, but Afilu Hachi, it should still be subject to Tumah. Zok Tosfos, that is a chilek between a situation where this is not Oichel because it's physically not Oichel, or it's not Oichel because it's halachically not Oichel. Kaloimid Lisroif, let's take the simple case. Eitzim, Levaina. It's physically not an Oichel. Chibas HaKodesh makes it an Oichel. Even Kaloimid Lisroif, where you want to say physically right now, I see offer. Chibas HaKodesh would say even if it was real offer, it wouldn't be a problem. So the fact that I see it as offer, that's the chiddush of Chibas HaKodesh Machshar. But where the issue that I have is that it's Asa Bahana, that's an Issa V'Hetadigah issue. Chibas HaKodesh can't take care of the Issa V'Hetadigah issue. As I said, Tosfos and Bava Kamma, but the bottom line is, one last Gemara. Amalei Ravina L'Rav Ashi, Ravina Tor Rav Ashi, Nhi D'Mahanyu Lu Chibas HaKodesh Lav Sule D'Gufe. I understand that Chibas HaKodesh would be enough to allow this thing to become Kodesh. Meaning, I'm asking you a kasha. What's my kasha? The kasha is, or your kasha, right? Rav Ashi was the one that asked the kasha. That if you say, Kol Emilis Kisaruf Dami, so Noisu Upara, my Metam and Tumas Oichlin. Afroninu. What's the terrace? Chibas HaKodesh. And Ravina turns to Rav Ashi and he says, I understand that Chibas HaKodesh can make something possible. Obali create Tami, Nami, Lamimne, Be, Rishon, Vesheni, but it can make it Mamish Tami to the point where it can create Rishons and Shenis. Ravina held that it sounds a little bit like Tami means it's Tami, Tami, Tami. It makes a Rishon, it makes a Sheni. If you're telling me that the only reason this Tum in the case of Noiser and Paro is because of Chibas HaKodesh, so essentially what you're telling me is that Chibas HaKodesh is enough to make something Tomei, even to dilute it right and make Rishon V'Sheinis. I have a problem with that, because Tifshoid, if that's the case, it should be Poshet, Rish Lakish is Shai, the way Rish Lakish, Tzrid Shal Menachis, this is a chelik of the Mincha that didn't have oil in it, so it was dry. Moinim by Rishon V'Sheini, eh, Moinim by Rishon V'Sheini, it was Rish Lakish is Shai, so Ravina turned to Rav Ashi, he said, Rish Lakish posed this existential question. He wasn't sure if Chibas HaKodesh is enough to make Rishon V'Sheini. I have a furish a raya from the sugya. Because you're telling me the whole Reb Shimon by Noisa and Parah is Beis Achibas HaKodesh, because otherwise, Kol Oymed Lisroif is Kesar of Damni Afrininu. And it's Mashma Tameh in all situations. It's Mashma that it's going to be Tameh, even with regards to Rishon V'Sheni. So we should be Poishu Reish Lakash HaShailah. It's not Mashma Poishu Reish Lakash HaShailah. Right? So it's a little bit of a problem. Bigmar says, no. Kikam Iboyle Reish Lakash Deiraisa. Kikam Rinon Deirabanan. It could be that this whole Mashmois over here of Tumah, that it would be true even for Rishon V'Sheni. It could be that's only Midirabanan. There's no Hechrik that it meant Midirabanan. Could be it was only Midirabanan that it meant this. Nish Midirabanan. But Enochinami Reish Lakash was Mesopik Midirabanan. And that's why he had his. The bottom line is, we're going to stop here. Today's daf was not the easiest daf in Shas, just like yesterday's daf was not the easiest daf in Shas. Really, what happened in today's daf, I mean, if you do the sikum, is not geferlach. What happened in today's daf was that we have this Grois Shitas Rav Shimon, who holds that anything that's Asa Bahana cannot become Tomei Betos Tomas Oichlin unless it had a Shas HaKosher. Stating that, Reb Shimon himself gave us this great caveat that Shas HaKosher doesn't mean that it physically had a Shas HaKosher. There's a musig that if I could have done something that would have put it in a state where it had a Shas HaKosher, that would be enough. Where did he say? He said it by Parah Aduma. That's where he said it. He said the Parah Aduma is Metama Tumas Eichel, even though it's Asa Ba'anam, based on his formulation, it shouldn't, because Hoyo V'niftas Agabi Marachta and Kolo Imid Liftois is Kepadu Dami. And really, the big avoid of the daf was, is how far do we stretch this Kolo Imid Liftes Kapadu Dami. Specifically, do we say just like Kolo Imid Liftes Kapadu Dami, we say Kolo Imid Lizrik is Kazarik Dami, or do we not say Kolo Imid Lizrik is Kazarik Dami? And by the way, if you're going to say Kolo Imid Lizrik is Kazarik Dami, maybe you'd also say Kolo Imid Lisroif is Kazarik Dami. That was a huge machalik. That's really what's going on for the majority of the latter. We already recapped the first part of the daf. That's what's going on for the majority of the latter part of the daf. On the one hand, there was this idea amongst Damayram, if you say Kolayim Liftes Kapadu Dami, you should say Kolayim Lizer Kazarik Dami, which posed an issue with the Brice of Reb Shimon, who saw Lon Lifnei Zriko, Pigo, Bein Bekachem Kalim, Bein Bekachem Kadoshim. It's not going to be Metama Tumas Eichlin. Those are all situations where they were Oymid Lizroik Lachaira, unless you're going to make super duper kimpas. Rav Ashi said no. Rav Ashi said, you say Kolayim Liftes Kapadu Dami, you don't say Kolayim Lizerik Kalaimid Lizer Kazarik Dami, and by the way, you also wouldn't say Kalaimid Lizer Kazarik Dami, even though Ravashi is the one who suggested it. That's Rashi's Kashan, Kufdez of Mideis. But the bottom line is, you say it by Pidyon, you don't say it by Zrika and by Sreifa. What's the Chilik? Pidyon is Dibur, and Zrika and Sreifa are Meisim. But the Gemara clarified, that's Pashit as a Musig of Kalaimid Lizer Kazarik Dami. Even Ravashi knows it. He knows it from the Mishnah in Me'ilah Dabez. By the way, we have a Rav Shimon Bava Kama who said that Kalaimid Lizroik is Kazarik Dami. So for sure there's such an idea. There's no question in the world there's such an idea. However, as it relates to this sugya, is it an oichel? Is it not an oichel? That's alzen udanin. That's what's going on over here. But I just want to end with one very interesting postscript to today's daf. There's a raid bite that's going to stay on the table, obviously. It would be socially inappropriate to speak out raid right now. But a postscript to today's daf, which I really think is fascinating. It's the rest of the story. You know, we mentioned earlier that Reb Shimon holds in Bava Kama that Kolayim Lizrik is Gezarik Dami. We spoke at a Toisvis at the end of the daf. We did this strategically. We spoke at a Toisvis that Toisvis says that if Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan works to go away from Kolayim Lizrik Gezarik Dami, how come it doesn't work for how come the Chibas HaKodesh is not enough to machavek the whole Shitas Reb Shimon who holds that whatever it is, Isuri Hana, it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin? And Tosfos said the Chibas HaKodesh works when it's b'metzias not Eichlin. The Chibas HaKodesh doesn't work when it's halachically not Eichlin. Where's that Gemara in Bava Kama about Reb Shimon, and where's this Tosfos? You know where it is? It's the famous Tosfos in Bava Kama, in Perek Meruba, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. As a matter of fact, you go back and you learn Bava Kama Ayin Vav, Bava Kama Ayin Zayin. So the Gemara over there, it's Mamish Ar Sugya. So if this Sugya sounded a little bit familiar, that's where it would have sounded familiar from. And that Tosfos is a very famous Tosfos because it's a Tosfos that has 1.5 lines of Gemara, and the rest of it, right? The rest of it is just one big, massive Tosfos. And legend has it, B'nai Soscha brings it, that this Tosfos was written by the Bali Tosfos the last night of their lives. They were incarcerated, and they were being prosecuted just for being Jews and for practicing Judaism. And they literally were in a Beis HaSoyar, B'chayser kol, they had nothing. And with the blood in their body, they sat and they wrote on a ksav yad, a pirish on a sugi and chas. You know which sugya? It's a sugya that we just learned right now. It's the sugya of the paraduma. It's a sugya of tumah v'tahira. And how foreboding is this? It was a sugya of kalo'imid lisroiv kesarif tani. And that's really the rest of the story. That toisvus that we just quoted is Bava Kama Ayin Zayin. That toisvus in Bava Kama Ayin Zayin. When we learned Bava Kama Ayin Zayin, we spoke out raid at the last stand or whatever the name of the raid bite was of the Bali toisvus. But the sugya itself is mamish the sugya that we were learning right now. And clearly, this is not the easiest sugya in Shas. And that toisvus, you can see, is not the easiest toisvus in Shas. But at the same time, this is what the Bali toisvus were haraving during those final moments of their life. A sugya of kolo'imid lisroiv kesarif dami. But just like the sreifa of the paraduma, which was a sreifa that brought Taira into the world, the sreifa of the Bali toisvus, you can imagine what kind of Taira and what kind of kapara it brought into the world. And it was a sreifa of the guf, but it was oisius parchas ba'avar, the oisius of toisvus, that were parchas almost 1,000 years later, was still harving on this toisvus. Either way, a very hard daf. A daf you have to schwitz for, a daf you have to be umul for. But a fascinating postscript, rest of the story to the daf. We already attached that raid bite to Menachis Daf Kuf Beis. So that's the raid for today's daf. But either way, really, merging that raid bite and today's daf, now we know the rest of the story.